was happy that Swish was able to get that timeout, you know, and give us a second left. And Coach Lou drew up a good play, obviously, you know, in the past that would be Kevin Love making that entry pass. But, you know, Jeff being, you know, as strong as he is and pretty good accurate passer, especially at a baseball pass, T. Lou drew up something great. They couldn't take a body off Kyle, and I was able to get a good rip screen and just trying to sit down, you know, not allow Jimmy to get around me. And once I caught it, just trust it. You know, trusted everything I've done in my career, and that's just the work ethic I put into it, and I was able to knock it down.
Did you think at all about the shot in 09? Because it was eerily
No, I actually didn't. I was thinking about I don't want to do another overtime. That's what I was thinking. Yeah, I'm 33 years old, and I did not want to do another overtime. So, you know, it was a heck of a pass, heck of a play call by T. Lou, and, you know, I was able to benefit from both.
LeBron, we know obviously how it's been going around. Especially against these other good teams, where did this one
come
from tonight?
We just stayed with it. Even, you know, as well as they were scoring the ball and shooting the ball, I mean, we were, you know, a lot of time we were right in their face and they were still knocking down threes and, you know, getting to the rim, and, you know, we just had to keep it up with them. We had to keep the scoring with them, and we was able to do that. Make some timely plays, make some timely defensive stops, make some timely shots, and, you know, it was a good win for us.
How much of a part does that play in what we saw? You guys just kind of getting back to playing basketball and
you know, just, you know, when the ball is flying around. You know, you're playing for one another. You know, even when you're making mistakes, but you're playing for one another, you're helping each other. You know, just want to play the game the right way. And that's what I've always built my career over that, my life of basketball, just trying to play the right way. And, you know, and I think we did that tonight. So everybody was feeling, you know, a part of, you know, the of the game. And it was fun to play, be a part of.
We know you guys searched for the combination of yourself, Jeff, and Jetty playing at the same time.
Yeah.
It can be difficult to motivate your own men, especially in a long season like this. Seeing Ty back on the bench, as sick as he can that be a motivating factor?
No, he's the captain of our ship. Told you that last night, and you know, it's always uplifting when you're able to have that. You know, he steers you in the right direction.
You had to come through the block on their last possession, block on public.
We had a defensive scheme coming out of the timeout, and we knew what we were doing versus their pick and roll defense. And, you know, they got the switch, and Jimmy is an all-star he is, and he showed that tonight. And I figured he would, you know, try to break down Jetty, you know, and I just tried to time it at the right time, use my athleticism, and try not to knock it out of bounds. And that was the thing. And, you know, the Jetty did a great job of keeping, you know, ball you basket and not giving, you know, Jimmy a clear-cut shot at the rim, even though he was making that shot all night tonight, and I was able to get a block on it, and JR was able to pick it up.
When you see Jetty running around with all his energy, can that be infectious for the rest of the team? I mean,
that's the
three ball, he's working for you. I said, I think he used the term to be attacking the three.
Am I doing stuff behind the scenes?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so you know the answer to that. You know, I'm always doing stuff behind the scenes. I'm always working on my game, and no matter if it's going well for me or not, you know, I'm still putting in the work. So, you know, you just trust it, and you know, let it go.
So does this lift the national TV ban for
you? Oh, I mean, it was a good win, but our record still stinks on national television. You know, we got a couple coming up, so we got to try to change that.
Yeah, how good did it feel to see guys smiling and hugging and just enjoying the moment?
I mean, I will hope after a game like that. I mean, that's what you expect, you know, and it's a good win for us.
LeBron, beyond energy, what is it that Jetty gives you guys?
Energy. That's what we need. We're a team that, you know, have to have a lot of energy on the floor. You know, myself and Jeff and Jetty, we do that. We bring a lot of energy to the game, but it just doesn't have he doesn't know. So he's out there just playing for the love of the game, and he's going to make mistakes, which is okay, you know, but his purity of the game is infectious, I mean, to our team. So he hasn't been in many situations, so he's not even going to even trip about what's going on. I think he's going to play his game. And he's been a professional basketball since he was 14 years old. So he plays the game the right way. And, you know, it's great to have him.
LeBron, you passed Z for the franchise all-time lead in rebounds. You also became the third player in NBA history to lead a franchise in points, assists, and rebounds. When I say something like that to you, just what goes through your mind? And what does it mean to you to reach that level?
Oh, wow. First of all, Big Z is one of my best friends and guys that I was drafted here. He was a guy that I always looked up to, you know. And anytime I'm here, with, you know, in the franchise, you know, in the category with Z, it's pretty cool. To be the third guy in NBA history to lead a franchise in points, rebounds, and assists. I think it's Michael Jordan one and
Kevin Garnett.
Yeah, appreciate it. I was going to figure that out, but yeah, all right. Jordan and KG. So you know, so it's a pretty cool thing. So I'm blessed, and I've been fortunate enough to play this game at a high level for a long time.